The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, a reason why it's crucial to look at what's being discussed online from the hottest issues to trends for our daily social media minute. We're joined by Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
So this news was all over my social media. Donald Trump's Truth Social is now a public company with a multi-billion dollar valuation.
That's right. So for the first time in almost three decades, a piece of Donald Trump's business empire has entered the stock market. Trump Media and Technology Group, which owns the social media platform Truth Social, finally made its debut in the public market on Tuesday with the ticker symbol DJT. Now, the stock jumped 56% at the start, hitting $78. Early on, actually, the trading had to be paused because of the sudden spike, but it all kind of like settled down to around $70, and then it dropped further as the day progressed. And by the time the market closed, Trump Media closed at $57.99. Now, in spite of a dip later in the day, Wall Street is still valuing Trump Media at almost $11 billion, a number that many experts say is way off from reality. They say Trump Media is likely worth somewhere around $2 a share, nowhere near its closing stock price of $58. Now, this astonishing, eye-popping valuation is obviously a huge gain for Donald Trump, who holds a majority portion of 79 million shares. So with the opening price on Tuesday near $78, his shares are valued at nearly $6 billion.
I think from afar, we associate Donald Trump with a hefty sum of money. But the thing is, he has 91 felonies against him. And leading up to the presidential election, sometimes we forget campaigning is very expensive, even for a multimillionaire. So will he be able to sell? Becomes an important political question, too.
That's right, because he needs the money. Yeah. Now, due to lockup regulations, he probably wouldn't be able to sell them or use them as collateral for loans just yet. But still, by the market's close, the worth of his shares had fallen to $4.6 billion, which still is a lot of money.
Sure. Now, Trump Media is struggling, to say the least. It is losing money, and yet the market is putting the company's value at somehow $11 billion. So we want to make sense of that discrepancy.
That's right. Now, to put that into perspective, Reddit was valued at $6.4 billion at its IPO last week, although it made 160 times more revenue than Trump Media. The company only made about $3.4 million in revenue in the first 9 months of last year by the company, I mean Trump Media, and it lost $49 million during the same period, the first 9 months of last year.
So it hemorrhaged money last year, so they really need to make some of it back. And I'm wondering then, why is it valued so hard? The reality is that Truth Social is tiny.
Yes, it's tiny. It's dwarfed by its other much larger competitors. Truth Social had just 494,000 monthly active American users in February. That is iOS and Android combined. That is a small fraction of the 75 million on X, formerly known as Twitter, and 142 million on Facebook. Not only that, Truth Social is actually shrinking. Its monthly active users plunged 51% year over year in February.
Sometimes you have to look at the cold hard facts. We see some of the things that are said on Truth Social and how Mr. Trump makes it seem it's like it's bigger than life. And the reality is there's not a lot of monthly active users compared to its competing social media outlets. Now, stocks that trade on momentum are subject to falling rapidly. And based on what the experts have already said, it sounds like the stock is clearly a bubble ready to pop.
That's right. And that's why experts are advising everyday investors to use extreme caution trading at Trump Media. They're calling the expected ups and downs in its value insane, actually. But history has shown us that bubbles can always inflate further, and it's difficult to pinpoint when exactly the bubbles are going to pop. And experts say that there is every reason to believe that this stock could remain at highly inflated prices for much longer because of the enthusiasm that Trump supporters have for it.
Investors, well-versed and not, if we could predict when the bubbles would pop, would we have had the financial crisis in 2008? Would the real estate bubbles pop anywhere else? Just exercise caution is probably the best thing we can say. Now, of course, the November election in the United States could be a turning point for Truth Social and the company behind it.
I mean, it could be. If Trump wins in November, Truth Social will probably be the main way that he communicates with the world. If he doesn't win the election, well, the stock price would probably drop really fast.
We'll leave it there for now. It almost seems as if we can tie in almost every other headline leading up to U.S. presidential election. Wait for the results of this year's presidential election. All right, let's move on to our second buzzword this morning. Ever heard of a super cop competition? It's exactly what it sounds like. It's apparently held to boost annually police response skills in Seoul City.
Well, it's an annual competition, the Super Cop competition. The inaugural event was actually held last November, so this is only the second event to be held, but it was held yesterday at the rooftop parking lot of the Gwanak police station in Seoul. The event was initially created in response to a surge of serious crimes here or in the area, like the murder of the Sillim hiking trail and a stabbing incident at Sillim Station last year. The competition was created to bolster the frontline response skills of the police.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about the competition. What kind of events do the police officers compete in?
Very physically demanding, I'll have to say. Participants faced seven grueling events, including a 250-meter uphill sprint, 30 push-ups, life buoy throwing. They also had to carry a 50-kilogram dummy that simulates a human body. They had to execute 100 CPR compressions, wearing a stab-proof vest and accuracy shooting with an air gun. The competition saw a diverse range of police officers, actually, from 20-something rookies to a team leader in his 50s. They were all competing for that winning spot. And altogether, around 70 people from various local stations gathered to cheer them on. So experienced officers, they showed off their skills effortlessly. They managed to carry that heavy dummy, perform well in the air gun shooting event. They didn't even show signs of fatigue, apparently, according to this news article that I read.
Because honestly, I got thinking, I mean, just the stamina you expect from a 20
That's
something year
right.
old as opposed to a 50, 60-year-old. I mean, there should be a gap. I mean, father time is not on your side. However, like you mentioned, there's also know-how that they picked up for decades of experience.
Exactly. Now, all of the officers agreed that the most demanding part of the competition was, carrying the 50-kilogram dummy. It has a sort of a cushioned appearance, but apparently it's really surprisingly heavy. Even lifting one leg can be a huge challenge. Anyways, many participants, after everything was completed, they still look pretty much unfazed, meaning that they're very well trained.
We're streaming some of the images, and what a beautiful day to compete. The skies are blue. It really looks like, and maybe felt like, spring, the perfect conditions to compete. And perhaps the most important part, who was the winner?
Yeah, the highest honor of the day went to a 39-year-old Sergeant Kim Dong-hyun from Tangguk Police Outpost. He said that although this is an annual event, police officers train even on their days off to make sure that they're never lacking when it comes to protecting the citizens. To quote his words, obviously translated into English, quote, "You can count on us to be prepared and keep you safe."
Spoken like a true winner.
Yep.
Don't forget what the competition was all about. It was to showcase that our police officers are reliable and very much well-trained.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our final buzzword this morning. I don't know why animal stories bring a smile to my face, but I'm sure it does to all of our listeners too. An ostrich. That's right. An ostrich on the run in Seongnam City before it got captured.
This is Seongnam City we're talking about.
It's a major city.
It's a major city. So at around 9:30 in the morning yesterday, you know, this ostrich basically took to the streets for a run. You know, the police and fire authorities received calls from the public. So they went to search for the ostrich, and just under an hour later, they safely captured the animal on a factory site and sent it back to its home.
Okay, so many questions. Maybe this is a good place to start. How is an ostrich, when they finally manage to capture him? Is it a him? Do we know?
Yeah, it's a him, actually.
Okay, was anybody hurt in the process? Was the animal okay?
You know, thankfully, the animal wasn't injured. He was fine. Nobody was hurt in the process of capturing the animal. Didn't cause any property damage either. So the name of the ostrich is actually Tador. It's going to be hilarious.
Tador the ostrich.
So Tador had escaped earlier yesterday morning from a nearby ecological experience center. He squeezed through a gap in a metal fence. He just like, you know, went dashing through the streets. He was spotted by several citizens on Tuncheon-daero, which is an 8-lane road, really busy road with lots of cars. The bird was seen like sort of like weaving in and out of traffic lanes alongside cars, you know, running parallel to a moving bus and then darting into oncoming lanes. It was a bit chaotic, let's say.
Oh, God.
And all of it was captured on camera, obviously, you know, by witnesses along the streets and people driving in cars. Can you imagine driving to Arirang and then there's an ostrich just like dashing across the road next to your car?
Can I be honest with you? We're actually streaming the video right now. That's what just got me cackling. Like, it's just so funny and unreal. That just looks like a meme. The fun of the story is that happened this week in the city of Seongnam and someone caught it on camera. I promise you, Erica, if I spot an ostrich or, mind you, any animal on the streets getting to work, I won't get to work. I'm going to be connecting with you from my car. Because that's big news.
Oh, my boyfriend saw the news, too. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so jealous that I wasn't there.
Me, too. Because we know all is well the world and everyone is safe. Okay. What is his story? Because I, for one, know for sure our ostriches are not native to Seongnam City.
Exactly. So Tado has been living at this Ecological Experience Center since July of 2020, since he was barely a year old. And he had been living with a female ostrich named Hasun in the same enclosure. But she died about a month ago, and Tador has since been living alone. You know, the story really reminds me of that story we talked about. Was it last year when that zebra escaped from his enclosures and his female partner had died?
Seiro.
Just before? Yeah, Seiro, exactly.
You think animals don't feel? I mean, sometimes we can't measure it exactly, but you put two and two together. I mean, that makes a full story.
Yeah, I feel like Tador was a bit stressed out in his enclosure all alone.
Oh, man. But Tador is safe. Can we do better with the names? Tador and Tasun is like...
not really creative, are they? The names.
Nonetheless, pretty adorable. Thanks for the stories, Erica. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.